friendly. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Like a soundtrack about lovers from 20 years ago. Sleepy Saturday afternoon, sun peeping through your blinds. A borrowed t-shirt with mismatched socks. I remember each album sleeve, each treasured thrift shop find. And you were late here for everything, and so far ahead of your time. Rhyme.
I'll be here, I'm there, here I am, over there. And you were far behind, so ahead of your time. Grass and coffee breath makes me think fondly back on the face from 20 years ago. Whispering words in broken cassettes play sweetly just like a soundtrack about lovers from 20 years ago.
Daniel Lett there off his forthcoming solo album. You may be more familiar with Daniel Lett from Daniel Lett and the Showbigen. This is a new solo album coming up later this month. The name of the album is Water Witching. Oh, Linda, you're giving me one of your hats. And that song was called Pointing. Wear the cape for the job you want, not the job you have. How true is that? That's a fact and a half, and I'll tell you that for free. All right. And speaking of things I'm giving you for free, this right here is Bad Mancini's with Gunga Galunga off their album Ilmarie on WMFO, Medford.
Please rise for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Billy Derilla.
Bill Murray.
Billy Derilla.
My ride and slide down the hill. Daddy, caddy, coop the bill, chill.
Hot as hell and I wanna get ill. Went to a spot where my homeboys chill.
With the white sassoons and then the looks to kill.
Making love in the back of a coupe bill.
Bill, 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 Bill Murray. Bill, Bill, Bill Murray. Bill, Bill Murray. Bill Murray. Bill, 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 Bill,
Bill.
Under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy.
Bill Murray.
Bill, Bill, Bill Murray.
Bill,
Bill, Bill Murray.
Bill,
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill,
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill,
Bill, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Everybody getting it so far?
You like to surprise people. You go up to people on the street and you put your hands over their eyes and you say, guess who? And they turn around. It's me, Bill.
God damn it, Bill fucking Murray!
Aren't you Bill Murray, man? Bill Murray?
This is so surreal. I mean, you probably get this all the time. I'm such a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
This Bliss there off their album Forensic Styles. That's their latest single, Make It Real. Check out the brand new video that just came out for that song. That's the band This Bliss and their new single, Make It Real, off Forensic Styles. Before that, we heard new music from the Boston Typewriter Orchestra, Malort. Yes, that is an orchestra made up entirely of typewriters and screams. And the Bad Mancini's up at the top there, Gunga Galunga. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. It's all local music all night. Local for us means anywhere in New England. We have Samantha from Tisk Tisk Task coming in shortly for a bit of a chat. I understand she's going to play some music for you, which I'm very excited about. So get ready. And she's just the first of our guests for tonight. So get ready for an evening. We have a whole evening planned for you. And next up, this is music from Batons. And the song is Moment in the Sun.
Just call, please. Follow me down, follow me down. Sometimes a woman calls and knocks you off your feet. Sometimes I can't recall the moment that we meet, but oh, found love, you and me. Sometimes a memory will trigger in your mind. Sometimes you live a day you wish you could rewind. But oh, we found love. Oh, we found love in our own time. Calls and you know you can't wait. Sometimes you realize you're older every day. But oh, we'll find love. Oh, we'll find love. Oh, we'll find love anyway. Just say, please, follow me down. I won't leave, I won't fall, I'll just call, please, follow me down. I won't cry, I won't beg, I'll just say, please. Down, I won't leave, I won't fall, I'll just call, please, follow me down, I won't cry, I won't beg, I'll just say, please, follow me down, follow me down.
Leave the Heart there from Providence, Rhode Island. Leave the Heart, that song, Seeker, new music from them. And prior to that, new music from Batons off their self-titled debut album, Moment in the Sun. And I am delighted to have in the studio with me tonight Samantha Hartzell from Tsk Tsk Task. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yes, me too.
You're headlining a show at Club Bohemia next Friday night. Yes. Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And our band will go on at about 10 p.m. at Club Bohemia.
Bohemia under Cantab Lounge.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you were able to come. You write your guitar.
Yes, I did. We're both very happy to be here.
I'm excited to have you both. And for people who are unfamiliar with your work, usually do you perform as a solo artist? You usually have a band behind you?
Well, for the last few years, I have been performing as a solo artist, and my bandmate, Kyle Cuneo, and I, we got together last fall. We actually had a band together in high school 12 years ago, and we've taken a hiatus. We've come back to our instruments a little bit more mature. So now we play out together, and we're based in Dorchester. We play there. We're working on an album, and our sound is kind of like indie rock, which is kind of different from my solo stuff, which is mostly acoustic folk, but we try to kind of blend the two for a sort of White Stripes drums and guitar sound.
Very cool. Oh, nice. So it's a very stripped down sound.
Yes. Yeah, but I kind of prefer music that way sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it's like the same way you can see CGI at the theaters now and be impressed by it. Sometimes it can be too much, even in audio, I find. Like, I love Lana Del Rey, and I can find her stuff so overproduced too, of course, right?
Absolutely.
So that stripped down, kind of like the remote automations of Jaws with Steven Spielberg or something, you know? I like it when it's raw.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit easier to connect in that way, more directly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you care to share a song with us?
Yeah. I'll actually play one of our new songs for you. It's called The Colorado River. That would have been really good if it weren't for my string popping here. Oh, and it's the G string. Isn't that the best?
You are such a trooper. I wish I had another one to hand you.
Oh, no, no. That's all right. I rarely use the string anyway. That's fine. More G strings where that came from. No, wasn't it Steve Goodman who pops a G string in a live performance and then he improvises an entire song about G strings, and that's the kind of energy I'd like to bring to the show next week. So.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to it already, and that's not this Friday, but next Friday night. At Club Bohemia, which is underground from the Cantab. We're all really excited to have Mickey Bliss back booking shows there.
Me too. It was a hard summer when I heard that they were closing down. I actually have been performing there solo for the last year and a half or so, and actually, I think that was the impetus for getting the band back together, really. I was so sad that Club Bohemia was closing, and it was in August. I had had a really hard summer on my own. And as I was going up to play my last show on, I think, the last night that Club Bohemia was open, I texted Kyle and just said, you know, we got to get the band back together. And it was like a Blues Brothers moment for us.
That's fantastic.
We're on a mission from God.
You're on a mission from God. And this is kind of, I mean, in a way, this is kind of a homecoming for you. Next Friday night, performing there together as a band.
I'm so excited to return again. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Kyle was always such a support to me when I was doing my acoustic thing, and he was in Jarva Land. He plays in a couple of other bands. He's a really talented musician. He's the one that introduced me to Yaya Yaz and White Stripes back when we met in high school. He burned me all of those CDs, and we kind of developed that minimalist sound together. In Littleton, actually, is where we used to perform, practice at least, and we had a holiday show where we paid for Hamill on Trial to come, actually, you know, Ed Hamill.
Yeah.
He's an amazing folk singer, and came and did a house show. I got to open for him. I think that was one of my first shows when I was 18 or so.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
We go back far. I'm sorry he couldn't make it tonight.
No, we're delighted to have you.
Happy to be on with you guys. We really appreciate all the music you play here. And the local scene's important, you know. I think Boston can be so esoteric, and it's really good for everyone to connect in the community.
Exactly. Well, it's like what you're saying about having a more stripped down sound. It's that connection, those local connections, the bringing it down to seeing people face to face, to being at a club like Club Bohemia.
Completely. And Mickey's performing. Amazing too. He's so supportive, and after every show he always tells me his feedback, and he makes me sound great. He knows exactly the reverb to use. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's an extraordinary person.
Mm-hmm, totally.
That's fantastic. And for people who want to be able to, for folks who are listening now, tuning in and thinking, I really want to hear more of Samantha's work, I want to hear more of Tis Task, I know you're performing next Friday night at Club Bohemia. I know you have some clips that are available on YouTube. Is that primarily for now the way that people can access your music?
Yes, that's right. We're working on a studio album and got a little distracted the last few weeks. Actually, Ken Stringfellow of the Posies came into town, did a show in Somerville, and I got to sing a couple of songs with him. He sent me his album to learn, which was so exciting. But yeah, now that that's done and Ken's returned to his Posies 30-year anniversary tour, we're going to work more on the album. But for now, yeah, it's youtube.com/DorianKilledSybil. It's a Dorian Gray reference, of course. Oscar Wilde is in our blood. But you know what I was thinking before I do the next song? I think I do have a G string, and not the kind that you would think otherwise, in my purse. I don't know, maybe if we could do a short break, if you
absolutely
wouldn't mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd be very happy to play some more music. I actually have a song here I can play just to give
excellent.
Samantha a chance to change that string. Completely understand.
Awesome.
And I have a feeling that most folks who are listening now have been in exactly your shoes.
thank you for the empathy, everyone.
Absolutely. And so right here we have Small Town Hero. This is from State of the Union, from their new album, Panaflex Blue.
Nice.
And we'll be right back with Samantha Hartzell from Tis Task in just a moment with a new string. Prince, Small Town Hero, off the new album Panaflex Blue from State of the Union. And the state of the show right now is that Samantha has already changed her G-string, and I'm extremely impressed.
Listen, you don't need to tell everyone what I was doing in the bathroom. Jeez.
I walked right into that. I apologize.
That's all right. No, thank you for your patience, everybody. This next song is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago, and we've adapted it for Tis Tis Task, but for tonight it will sound a little bit softer. It's called Lover's Covers. In your sheets, I'm full aware I'm not alone. Real time hours, you hand me flowers, and I know that it's enough. But these times is getting rough, but we're not alone. Anything to make you go. Time goes by. I can't let you go. Writing you letters, sure hoping that's better than the text I sent last night. And everything just and write your alone. Real time lovers, we hurt each other. Please remember me happy and all those times you said to me there's only us.
So much.
Thank you.
Now, I'm curious, for your songwriting process right now, you mentioned reconnecting with Kyle from high school, from your previous work, and it sounded a bit to me almost like you're creating a new beast out of what you were doing previously with him and what you have been doing more recently as a solo artist. Is that?
Absolutely. It's definitely an amalgam, I would say. It definitely is hard, though, I have to say, being a solo female artist in Boston. It's hard to generate the interest, and Kyle Cuneo was always my best fan, always there at the shows, so we thought, why not get this thing going back together again? And we joke that our unofficial third member of the band is Tyrone Jones. He's a Boston comedian, and he usually comes and does a couple jokes to open up our set. That's, you know, because we're artists supporting artists. We want to collaborate. We want to, you know, it doesn't matter the medium. But for me, yeah, songwriting actually is a very torturous process, and I think bringing other people into it is not only eye-opening, but it can be really fun. Like, that last song actually was based on a poem that my friend wrote, and she rhymed lovers with covers, and it really resonated with me. And I just think if you can look outside of your own space, sometimes you can create, you know, new creative things.
Absolutely. Almost like the 60s concept of having a happening where you have artists of all different styles coming together. Yes. And influencing one another.
The hive mind.
Yeah,
the collective. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, and we're happy to be in Dorchester. I mean, there's a lot going on right now. There's the Dorchester Art Project. Boston Hassle is doing so many great things. And, you know, we would just love to kind of connect more. It still seems like it can be very cliquey around here, and we would love to kind of branch out and go even outside of, you know, that indie rock folk scene that we're in. It would be great to kind of connect You know, there's a lot of hard rock going on around here, and I know that the Fifth Business is coming up next. And, you know, I mean, I even collaborating with something that I wouldn't necessarily write can be so helpful.
Absolutely. Well, and it's interesting hearing you talk about that, because it also makes me think about, like, One Night Band, which is a project that's happening this Saturday, I think at the Middle East. I should confirm that. No, it's at the Sinclair. Forgive me. Which, again, is bringing together musicians from classical, jazz, rock, indie, folk scenes, and sort of throwing
That's
them together
great.
In all of these different bands. You have a day to write
totally.
Something.
Well, you know, I have to say, I've done my fair share of going on right after jazz bands, and that can be so frustrating when the entire room leaves. You know, they don't want to go outside of their genre.
Yeah.
You know, and people here, I think they want to label the night. I mean, I think if you can have a mix, then you're going to generate more draw, and that's what our venues need. I mean, Club Bohemia had to take some time to close and reopen and kind of restructure their model. I mean, we don't want to lose these venues. My other favorite venue is Once Somerville. Mm-hmm. Just incredible. And they've fallen on hard times after they were burglarized last year.
That's right.
But J.J. Gonson, and actually my audio mentor is the sound engineer there, Sean O'Brien.
He's so lovely.
He's wonderful. He's actually the reason I got into music. We met in North Andover when I was going to North Andover High School, and he worked after school with the North Andover Public Access Channel. He taught me how to audio engineer. He encouraged me to learn guitar when I was kind of doing self-taught piano. And I'm all self-taught, you know. We recorded, actually, my first recordings were with him. And
how cool.
Yeah, so Once Somerville is a very special place in my heart. But, you know, these places, they'll go away if you don't go out and patronize them. And that's what I try to encourage people in our circle to do, too, you know.
Absolutely.
Out.
And you were talking a little bit about, is it the Dorchester Art
Yes,
Project?
The Dorchester Art Project is a part of Boston Hassle. And they have this great space kind of near where Kyle and I create music in Adams Village, in that neighborhood of Dorchester. They're over kind of closer to Fields Corner. And, you know, I've gone to some of their shows with my husband, Jim, and it's such a cool space. It's kind of like this tiny art gallery space, but they have rooms off of it for live bands, so you can go to an art showing and then also hear music again. That idea of the collective is so rich.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. No. Where you go, and maybe you're going just to hear a band, but you also get to see some graphic artists or you know, see an installation piece that you wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and I was amazed last time we went and we heard, I'm trying to think of that. There was this wonderful band that we heard. I can't remember now, but I know Photo Comfort played there recently. Justine Bowe actually is a neighbor of mine from North Andover when we were growing up, and how she's funny. Doing incredible work now with Cliff Notes. Actually, that's another, I think, combination of different genres. You know, she's kind of taking her synthetic keyboard sounds into a hip-hop zone with him, and I think that's just a beautiful marriage, you know?
How cool. And I want to make sure that I want to remind people who might be just tuning in now that you're listening to WMFO Medford, and I'm chatting with Samantha Hartzell from Tis Tis Task, who will be headlining at Club Bohemia next Friday night. And we're looking forward to that. And you've brought your beautiful guitar with you.
Thank you.
I'm very delighted
to see.
Actually
found it in Nashville. I went last year, and this Breed Love is an electroacoustic brand that was pretty highly recommended, and this has been helping shape that sound too. I always was playing on an acoustic, and I think, again, the electric vibe getting more into that rock space has been a really good transition for us.
How interesting.
So I can play one more song if you like.
I'd love that.
And actually, I did write this probably the month that I started learning guitar, when I was 18 in high school and just met Kyle. The song actually still makes it onto our set in Tis Tis Task. It's called Five Counts. That G string is popping again. One moment, sorry. Sorry. Oh my goodness. didn't do as good a job tuning it up as I thought.
No worries. If she'd like a little more time, I can always play something else, or we can chat
here
a little further.
Okay. Actually, if we could have a little bit more time, having some technical difficulties with my string, I apologize.
Absolutely, no trouble at all. I've got some more music I'd love to play for you guys. So let me play something else that is pre-recorded, and then we can come back to Samantha from Tisk Tisk Task, hear a little bit more music, chat a little bit more about the show coming up next Friday night at Club Bohemia. But right up here, this is another local band. This is Rules, and they're going to be performing next Saturday night at O'Brien's. This is Rules off their latest album, Pronouns, and the song is Take.
Thank you.
Rules there with Take off their album Pronouns. And again, they're going to be playing next Saturday night. That's the 19th at O'Brien's. And we're back with Samantha Hartzell from Tis Tis Task. And we have time for one more song from you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming. And again, we're really excited about your show next Friday night at Club Bohemia in Central Square. And we're just really happy that you're able to come and play for us tonight.
Yes, us too. And Roberta Lamb and Sheba and the Girl, which is a wonderful band over in Brighton, will be opening for us.
Beautiful.
So please come out and hear us around 9 p.m. next Friday.
Samantha Hartzell from Tis Tis Task, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight.
Really happy to be here. Thanks again.
Oh,
WMFO.